born an athlete, you'll die an athlete. It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA, America needs athletes.
The athletes doing such a great job here at the Special Olympics USA Games. Let's give a big hand to the head of the stage.
Yes.
Heck yeah. All right, athletes, I am here with Isaac and Dad Rob from Iowa Special Olympics. Just got back from USA Games. How you feeling?
Good.
Good. So, Isaac, you might recognize if you are a Crave athlete, you've probably seen Isaac in the gym training. If not, you may have seen him if you came to our Special Olympics Train Together event. You were there this last weekend.
Yes.
How was that?
It was awesome.
It was awesome?
Yeah.
How'd you like the workout?
This workout, agility, it was awesome. And I lift weights with Tyler. And if you want to see me for next week, like for this week, you can also watch me lift for Friday, and that's okay with that.
Awesome. So yeah, so we are I'm gonna link in, whether YouTube likes it or not, I'm gonna link in his lift that I saw you do at USA's. But so today we wanted to have Isaac in and talk a little bit about the USA Games, the Iowa Games, because this is Was this, how many years have you been doing powerlifting?
10 years.
Awesome. So you've been at the Iowa Games several times.
Yes, yep. I have.
Yeah, and so we were at the Iowa Games this last, was that in March?
March.
So we were in the Iowa Games in March in Iowa City, mm-hmm. and you took home gold?
Yes.
Heck yeah. So we've been training almost a year now here at Trick Crave, right?
Yeah.
When we started, we were probably, what, August?
October. Yeah,
okay.
After that tailgate for team members.
Yeah. So we obviously, Amber and I are, Crave participates with, Special Olympics every year, but we went to, the tailgate for team members. Is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And then, so we were a part of that, went to that event here, this last year. I think it was Amber and I's second or third time going to that. We love that event. But then got hooked up with these guys looking for a new, home to train. And so he's been training at Crave Gym ever since. How do you like to train at Crave?
It was incredibly awesome with Hugh Tyler.
Awesome. And we do, so what do we train? So for those who don't know powerlifting, just kind of a brief background on powerlifting, we do a bench press, a squat, and a deadlift for as heavy as you can go. And so we have obviously a little bit, there's rules to make sure that your form is good. You get separated into weight classes and male and female, and then you're lifting to see how heavy you can do. You have three attempts at each lift. So we start off with our, what do we start off with at USA's?
At USA's, I start off the bench and the deadlift when I lift.
When you lift, so we train, a lot of times when we train, we have Monday, Friday here. So we're training a couple different things. When you're in competition, how did the bench press go for you?
The bench, I did good. In the deadlift, I did awesome on that too.
Awesome. And so there's a little bit of a difference from USA's to, or from Iowa to USA. In the Special Olympics, there's no squatting in Iowa, right?
Yes.
Yep.
No squatting in Iowa because I just normally do the bench and the deadlift and aims in our city, and then I reach to the another state like Germany, and then I will be moving on to our city for the next March.
Next March. So in Iowa City, we do the bench and the deadlift.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to, just got back, what was that, 2 days or 2 weeks ago?
Yes.
You went to USA's. And so in USA, they do the squat, bench, and deadlift. And so you got to squat. You love the squat, right?
Yes, yeah. I did. Yes.
So it's a lot of fun to be able to go on to kind of that next level and be able to hit your squats. How'd you feel about all of your weights?
I feel the weights. I feeling much pretty awesome on that one. And I just move my leg in the nationals, which is not really that bad. But I did reach, and I am happy to get the all places of third, second, and the two of the fourth place in the nationals.
Awesome. So you got a third place?
Yes.
A second place?
Yes.
And then you got fourth overall. Is that right?
Yes.
Awesome. And so if you're not familiar with powerlifting, there's things that you can and cannot do. So if you're squatting in your workout and you adjust your foot during the middle of a lift, nothing's wrong with that. But when you're doing powerlifting, if you move that stance in the middle of your lift after you've already set, there's a lot of different things. If you don't hit depth, if you're not going down far enough, then those things can eliminate that lift and make it so it doesn't count. So we ran into a couple of those things. Like you said, you shifted your foot a little bit on one of your squats,
mm-hmm.
But you did get a squat. Rob, what weights were we at? And they do, USA's does kilos, so it's a little bit different, but what weights did we get up to? Because you're killing it in the weights.
Yes.
So for those who lift and for those who are at Crave, you know how heavy, a 200-pound squat is or whatever weight that you do. And so when you hear these weights, it can mean a little bit more when we're talking about how heavy Isaac is lifting. But when we were in USA's, how much did we lock in for the squat?
220 pounds.
220.
Kilos.
Okay, so 100 kilos, 220 pounds. Again, when you're on that stage and you have judges, that may not be as heavy as you've ever gotten. I think we've done 280, 200. Close to 300, yeah, 295 in practice when we're here. And so obviously in competition versus practice, it's a different ball game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel nervous or anything when you were lifting on the stage at Nationals?
No, I was shaking and I was pretty more excited for my Nationals. I will never be nervous.
Awesome.
When I will be never be nervous is to reach Germany for Nationals.
Awesome. So you're talking about Worlds, thinking about going to Worlds here?
Yeah.
Awesome. So we have, so obviously USA Nationals is a giant stage. You don't get nervous, you get excited, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So you were pumped. I saw, and we'll loop it in so you'll be able to see it at home if you're watching on YouTube. But if you're listening to us, go watch it on YouTube. But you'll be able to see his lift and you go in focused and ready to go. And then what happens after you get that deadlift?
You have to lift the bar up out of the ground and lift that heavy weight up.
Awesome. And lock it in? And
then yes.
When you locked it in at USA's, were you excited?
Yes, I was excited.
Did you scream?
Yes, I did scream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was awesome to see that video. And again, we'll loop it in so you'll be able to see it. But it was awesome to see that celebration with that deadlift. And so got 220, 100 kilos on there. Then we benched second, right?
Yes.
So on the bench press, now different than your typical bench press, maybe when you're working out, is you know, you have to go all the way down to your chest, but then you also, it's a pause bench. So when you come down, the judge is going to tell you when to press, right? And so it's not just a tap and go, it's a tap hold. And then when the judge is telling you press, then you press it up. So what did we get, Rob, what were our final weights in the bench press for that?
195.
Okay, so we got the 195 kilos. Do you know that off the top of your head?
87.5 kilos.
That's the tough part when you get into the kilos versus the pounds, because obviously here and in the Iowa games, we're just training on pounds. A lot of places train on pounds, but powerlifting does get into the kilos in certain organizations, and obviously on the big stage for nationals, they do that as well. But the 195 bench, I think we've done 235, 240 here. And so again, but it's one of those things where you get on the stage, there's a lot of different rules. And if you do one tiny thing wrong, or if you don't lock out your elbows or whatever the case might be, that lift might not count. So we got that bench press in, and then came the deadlift, was our third lift, right?
Yes.
And so when you got into the deadlift, you got, for bench press, we placed in bench press, right? Second, yep. In bench press. So the 195 placed in second in the bench press event. And then in our deadlift, what place did you get in deadlift?
I did get the bronze for third place of the deadlift.
Awesome. So in the deadlift, got third place overall. How much did you pick up?
I did 155 kilos.
155 kilos?
Yes.
Which, that's awesome. Good
Isaac
job.
Maldis looking to move back up into a top three spot. Isaac was the silver medalist in the bench press. Followed things up with a fourth place in the squat. And now in fourth here in the deadlift. But if he nails 155 kilos, which is, again, a really big weight. We're talking about 341 pounds now. This would put Isaac into the lead and into the top three. Isaac's worked at Hy-Vee for close to 5 years. Competes in track, cycling, bowling, and softball. And wow. His last lift working with his dad, the head coach. Wow.
Wow. Wow is what I got to say about that. The way he walks out and approaches his barbell and he locks eyes with it, I'd be afraid if I was the barbell. And he is just handling business.
Isaac Baldis into a tie for second for now in the deadlift. He has guaranteed himself his second medal of the day.
That's right. Triumphant. And it feels good to put in the work and to be done. And now it's just, you know, let the chips fall, and we got to see what everybody else does.
Rich, that's awesome. Good job. You knew that. And then what does that translate to?
341 pounds.
341 pounds. So think about lifting up that 341 pounds. And if you've ever had 341 pounds on the bar, it is heavy. And you picked it up and rocked it, right?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. And so that was good for the third place. With those combined, you were in at a fourth place for overall, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And so they get done. You have your award ceremonies, mm-hmm. right? And you're about to get your medal. Who comes out?
The WWE guys and women's were handed out to the awards to the other athletes and me also in it. And I just meet the Alpha Academy Street Profits, BEST, Bianca Belair. And then they have me awarded to me, which their names are Chad Gable and Otis.
Awesome. So Chad Gable and Otis came out to give you the medal from WWE. And are you a WWE fan?
Yes, I am. I am the fan of the WWE. When I started watching the WWE from the past and the future.
And you'll always be a fan, right?
Yes. I always be a fan of it.
Awesome. And so what do you do? So every Monday and every Friday, you're watching wrestling, right?
Yes, every Monday and Friday.
Awesome. And so you know everybody, right?
Yes, I do.
So what was your thought what were you thinking when they came out to give you your medal?
I offered them a hug and a handshake.
Awesome.
You were shaking on the stage.
Were you excited?
Yes, I am. I am really, really excited. I mean, I've been hearing the judges and say the WWE wrestlers will be on for awards.
That's awesome. So you had some of the coolest people giving you awards that you know of that are on TV and wrestling in the WWE. And so this whole thing was at the USA's was in Florida. And so did you get to go hang out and take in some Orlando, Florida sights?
Yes, I did.
Get to go to Disney World?
Yes, I've been riding the Peter Pan ride.
The Peter Pan ride? That was your favorite?
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. So what else did you do when you were there? Anything else while you guys were in Florida?
While me and my dad and the coaches and the athletes, which is my friends in Florida, we went to the zoo and the Disney World.
Awesome. Animal Kingdom.
Oh, Animal Kingdom. Okay, awesome. Awesome. Yeah, and that's something that you don't always get to do, so that's an exciting time for you, isn't it?
Yeah, and that is the most exciting for. That is my vacation with my family.
Awesome. Awesome. And so now we're back to reality, right? Mm-hmm. We get back from there. We take about a week off, and now we're lifting again, right?
Yes.
Awesome. So now we're getting ready. What's your next powerlifting event coming up?
My next powerlifting event will be on Iowa City, and you will be spiriting me, cheering me on, and I have your spirit.
Awesome. Yes. So everybody will be with him in Iowa City coming up next year in March. So we'll definitely be training for that. We started training for that here coming up in March, obviously, is a long time away. So we have a lot of different training to do. Hopefully we'll get some new PRs and get some personal records for that time and keep building up those weights for you, right?
Yes.
Awesome.
And I've been reaching many goals I've been reaching for.
Definitely. I love it. So we'll keep rolling. Do you have any other, so what else do you do in the Special Olympics? So powerlifting is not your only sport. You did some things in Ames with track and field?
Yes, I did many things. I did 100 dash, 400 meter, and I did the shot put, running high jump, and running long jump. And I did the first place on that, the whole four event.
Awesome. And so that is the Iowa State Games, right?
Yes.
Awesome. And so then for track and field, was it the decathlon?
Pentathlon.
Pentathlon, mm-hmm. That you did? Okay. Awesome. So you did all of those events and you got first in all of those in the overall?
Yes, I did.
Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so is there anything else? And you got to ride a bike too, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Tell us your bike story.
My bike story back in 2016, and I crashed and I finished in the finish line, and I gotten first place on that.
Okay, so you crashed and you still got first.
Yes.
Awesome.
And Back in the Future, which is
so this last year,
2022,
yep.
I crashed with my same leg, which is in the top of my knee of my leg.
Okay.
And I crashed my bike. It was on top of my back. If you watch the video of it,
yeah.
That's okay with that, with me.
Okay, awesome. So we got a video of you crashing, and then, so Dad, what's the story with the...
The video ended as soon as the crash, because I had to put the phone away and get to him. But the bike was literally on top of him, and I moved the bike off. He got up, and all he wanted to know was where was his bike, so he's getting back on.
Right.
So, you know, time for cleaning up later. We had to go, and so, you know,
right.
chain fix, and off he went, and he still got a medal, didn't you?
Yeah, and also I finished by third place.
Finished third place even though you crashed in that event?
Yes, and I finished with my one good leg.
Awesome.
Yeah, he pedaled one leg.
One leg the rest of the way?
Yeah.
I love it.
And then my knee was bleeding out, which you don't want to hear that story. But I did finish with my one good leg.
I love it. So that's inspiring to anybody. If you crash and burn, get back up and finish the race, right?
Yes.
I love it. So awesome. If you do get an opportunity to congratulate Isaac, if you see him in the gym, you know, he got fourth place in nationals, which is a huge accomplishment, as well as all of his Iowa State games, placing in first in powerlifting and then also first in his pentathlon as well. So I love to hear the stories. I'm so excited. I'm super happy to be working with you. And do you have anything else you want to talk about today?
During the bike and middle of the video, there's a competitor who ride their bike. It is a girl, but sometimes some bikers had their space and I had my space. There's a competitor does not compete in that event. And okay. There is a girl who rides the bike, and then there's a space.
Certain lanes that you're supposed to be in?
Yes, sir. Okay. Certain lanes, the competitor does not compete with me in the bike. It's only me to ride my bike to the finish line.
And that
is why I crashed my bike from.
Okay, so someone got in your lane a little bit?
Yes.
Yep, that happens, you know, but it sounds like you overcame and finished up the race, and that's all that counts, right?
Yes.
I love it. Awesome.
And if you are riding a bike for your special Olympics, do not let any competitor get in your lane.
There you go. That is words of wisdom and finishing that up. I love it. So awesome. Thank you so much for coming in. Thank you for letting me work with you and be your coach in powerlifting. It's an awesome opportunity for us. And I know for all of the athletes that watch and see Isaac every week training in here, everybody's impressed, and congratulations on Iowa Games and Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
It's in your DNA.
You're an athlete. Live like an athlete so that you can be successful in life.
You're an athlete. Live like it.
ANA. America needs athletes.